Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Carter, and I'm so delighted that you decided to tune in to the show today. We have an exciting episode, right? Because I want the country, and wherever you may be listening to this, to learn a little bit more about this individual, because he inspires me personally in so many different ways. And I've never had the opportunity to tell him that. And so when he said he would like to come on the show, I'm like, this is perfect. I want people to know more about who he is, what he does, and just how much he gives of himself, not only through his vocation, but how he's impacting the community outside of that. And he's just incredible. And then he also has like an abundance of energy. I don't know where he gets it from. Like, I wish I could tap into that, but you know, it just ain't there. Not all the time. But before we get into who I have sitting in studio and y'all, he inside his full regalia today, man. He will make sure the people who are watching us that are streaming in right now can see him and his fitness apparel. By the way, this is a call-in show, so those numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-4796. Again, that is 422-4796. We're also streaming live at guardiantalkradio.com. You can also catch us on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. You can get to us also on Facebook, Twitter, now X, as well as Instagram, and that's the happy hour. Oh, this is not the morning blend, so those of you who usually will call us on that one, this is the happy one. So we're talking about goodness. Now, usually you know how we want to start off this show, and I do apologize for the late start. Good morning to my mother, Pamela. Hi, how you doing on Long Island? And my baby sister, Brianna, who is a part of the reason why I was late. I love you dearly. I love you dearly. Those of us who are eldest children, y'all understand what we go through with the little people. My gosh. Anywho, much love still there. Some of the things that are happening today, ladies and gentlemen, St. George's Anglican Church is having their Thrill of the Grill today, and they're also having a grand raffle. So that started already at noon. It's going to go until St. George's is on Montrose Avenue and Royal Palm Street there in Palmdale. They're going to have live entertainment, a Junkanoo Rush Out. It's fun for the entire family. They're going to have steaks and chicken. That's what I'm going for. I need steak. I need protein, comforters, plants, desserts, and more. They're also going to have chicken in a bag, white elephant, a seafood grill, all things curry, hamburgers and hot dogs, lemonade, homemade ice cream, bingo, a refreshment center. I think that's the Anglican way of saying certain things without saying certain things. Kitty Corner, Sweet Treats, and Hoopla. They have a lot of things going on, so you want to go and check them out. This is a fundraising opportunity for St. George's Anglican. A shout out to my church, St. Agnes Anglican Church. We are going to be celebrating our 180th anniversary of the Feast of Dedication. Our church has been around for almost 200 years, and so we are celebrating our anniversary. So when you see all of us in the sea of red tomorrow, it's not political. Our color is red, and so we will be wearing that. So you can join us if you want at 4:30, I believe it is, for our joint service. And then we're going to have a little to-do in our gardens. So you can feel free to join us. Now, there are quite a few more things that are happening, including the Red Cross. They are going to be having their Red Hot Summer Grill fundraiser. That's happening on Friday, the 25th of July from 12 to 6. And that's going to be $20 a plate, so you can get pork, fish, or chicken with a baked potato and corn and roll. As you know, the Red Cross relies on these fundraisers in order to provide the services that it does on a daily basis. It's not just during hurricanes and natural disasters. They actually feed the community. They do quite a few things, including their thrift store. So they have a lot of initiatives going on, and fundraisers like this actually help them. I want to say, too, that if you have the time, and I hope this doesn't, okay, so it didn't say on air, great. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training, in conjunction with the Department of Labor, they're actually having a job fair today. It's happening today until 3:30 p.m. at the Ivy Dumont building. That's the MOE building right there on what used to be Thomas University Drive. And they are looking for a number of areas so you can go and see what they have to offer at that job fair. Yeah, I think that's all that I have on this end right here. There are some more things that are happening later on, but I want us to jump right into the show because I feel as though we're going to have so much to talk about today. Yes, I could not forget. There are going to be mission services. I'm going to miss these, unfortunately, but I really have to say who is going to be doing these. This is happening at St. Matthew's Anglican Church. They're having mission services starting on Wednesday, July 16th until Friday the 18th. The first night is, how can you tell when your church is alive and growing? And that's going to be Reverend Milton Lightbourne of Ebenezer Methodist Church. Thursday is going to be Reverend Darrell Ferguson of the Church of God. He's going to be talking about how seriously have we taken the Great Commission in Matthew 28. And the last night, which is Friday the 18th, is going to be Reverend Devereaux King of Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and he's going to be talking about how intentional have we been in pastoral care and looking after the needs of others. So that's in Matthew's Church, starting on Wednesday, so you want to join them and you can. I also, and I know I mentioned this, I'll say it also here, the St. Agnes Music Ministry is having a concert, a benefit concert, I Am My Brother's Keeper. This is an aid of fire relief for the Dorset family. We all remember that they would have lost their home in Coral Heights about a week or a week and a half ago. Tragically, everything was lost. And so it's going to be at St. John's College Auditorium on the 18th of July at 7 p.m. And tickets are $20 at the door. Another thing happening is going to be the United Voices. This is of the SDA, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They're presenting Sounds of Africa, an exuberant celebration of praise. That's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, respectively, the 19th and the 20th. It is a fundraiser, so you want to try and support them, and you can. Yes, and everything else that I have are paid events, which I cannot read because I will have to charge you. So jumping right into who we have in studio, and I know he was smiling from when I started, so I was like, I got to give him some time to, you know, just, I ain't gonna big up his head or whatnot like that, but he really, like, he keeps posting about the impact that he's had on the community from this one event that he did, and I'm like, does he not understand how inspiring this is? And we all know that this show, that's all it's about. We just want to highlight the inspiring individuals and groups that are doing amazing things. So jumping right in, today, we are hosting Donovan J. Roll Sr. He's a nationally recognized fitness expert, certified personal trainer, CDC recognized diabetes prevention program lifestyle coach, and behavioral change specialist with over two decades of sweat and motivation. He's just finished facilitating the 5K The J Way event, which is a unique race course that gives back to the community in several ways. That's how I describe it. He's going to tell you how he describes it because it's so much going on there. Shout out to everybody who survived that course. That was amazing. Jay is a proud graduate of Edward Waters College in Jacksonville, Florida, where he earned his bachelor's degree in accounting, graduating magna cum laude in 2000. Jay's commitment to excellence has carried over into every area of his life, from the classroom to the fitness floor. As a proprietor of Jay Fitness 242, Jay has empowered hundreds of individuals to pursue holistic health, merging physical activity with mental clarity, spiritual growth, and nutritional awareness. A lifelong advocate for community wellness, he is the creator of Sun, Sand, and Sweat, a dynamic fitness experience powered by the vibrant rhythms of Junkin' Music. We got to ask what group he's be playing during these sessions. You know, and if it's Valley, is it 102? Jay is also a Toastmasters Distinguished Speaker, Ironman Triathlete, and author of three inspirational books, including 45 Lessons from a Middle-Aged Man. I need to get a couple of them to hand them out. His engaging style blends science, story, and humor to motivate others to move towards the best versions of themselves. I feel like we need to give a my goodness. Welcome to the happy hour, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I've made, like, all my cheeks are ignited. It's all embarrassing to hear the way you describe me, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm going to mirror some of the things you said. So I'm going to let people know a little about me, but I have to give a shout out to my church, Grace Community Church. I have to give a shout out to my siblings. So I'm a brother to four sisters. The best child, you know. It's scientifically proven.
You're trying to give my brother some ideas now.
You're saying, you know, when you're the son, the oldest, you know, there's a certain standard you have to maintain, and then with that comes, you know, that's why the best child. So a husband to one, a father to four. And I'm just someone who believes in, if you put your mind to it, you really can achieve it. As cliche as that may sound, if you really put in the work, do some research on how to achieve certain things, and just put your head down, things will get resolved.
And you've demonstrated this in several different ways, actually, through your programs, through your lifestyle, through how you appear to others. Can I tell people how we met?
Go ahead.
Okay, great. So,
Wait. Yes, okay.
Go ahead. So I like to do 5K races, right? I'm not the fastest runner, but I go at my own pace and I challenge myself. My goal is to get better with each race. I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to finish and do the best for me. So last year, I heard about this race, right? Called the 5K the J Way. And it had almost no information on the flyer. And I was curious as to what in the world this is. And everybody who I asked about it, they were like, you need to do it. It's so unique. There is no other race like it, right? And then I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. I pay my fees. You know, usually you got to go to a place to pick up. No, the J people, they bring your bag and things to you to make sure you come in. And you get a pep talk. I thought it was only me from last year. No, somebody else dropped off my bag this year. And I promise you, I got an inspirational pep talk as well.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is so unique. When I tell y'all I was prepared I wasn't sure what in the world to expect. I show up to the thing and I see people climbing over something. I was like, hold on, wait. Climbing, then you had to go in under certain obstacle courses. I was like, no, this is an obstacle course thing. There were burpees, but I finished.
Yes.
I finished.
Yes. Yes.
And that's how I met Jay, and we've been in contact ever since because he does such good work in the community, but he also, through his exercise programs, and we all know, or maybe I like to highlight the importance of fitness as a relief for stress, a relief for anxiety, but also to get our bodies and our minds in order. And this is something that Jay preaches every day through how he lives and all these different programs that he facilitates. So yes, that's how I met Jay last year.
I think that's the appropriate story to tell. Yes. So I don't know where we take it from there. I don't know where we're going with it. You know, I'm as outgoing may appear, like I'm always taken aback when I'm like the spotlight is on me. So if you didn't tell me the camera's on, I would have been able to talk. But like you said, the camera's on, so I don't know.
No, it's just us talking. Just us talking.
Tell us, how did you enjoy the race this year? And what were some of the, because you described it as like some obstacles, but we like to call it some surprises on the road.
Those were some serious surprises then. I think I'm one of those persons who don't necessarily enjoy surprises per se, but I do. I think it was helpful doing the race last year. However, I enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed them because each one was an opportunity to really demonstrate to myself that this is a different talent. This is a different skill. This is something that I didn't know or didn't realize just how well I had it or how important it was. And then at each station, there was like a cheerleading team. Like there was somebody right there to literally cheer. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I was the back end of the thing. So those who were flying through it first, there was somebody out there who went through it twice. There's a good friend of mine, Cheval, you are insane, but in a good way. Good morning. But, I'm hearing a background thing. I don't know. Oh, goodness. And my producer gone. But hopefully y'all can't hear that too much. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. We had several surprises.
Yes, yes.
And one of these surprises was a racket. You had to balance a ball on a racket.
Yes.
And I was like, balance is key. This is interesting here. Okay, got that done. Then there was a maze.
Which entrance did you go through, A or B?
I can't. All I know is the one I went through got me out quick.
Oh, man.
Right?
You made it through right away.
No, but listen, I didn't. The maze wasn't there last time. No. But when I saw that it was there, I was like, okay, I can go through this. And I was like, I'm not tall enough to see above it. So I'm like, please don't let me get lost. Please don't let me get lost. But what was curious to me was actually the sand types of, there were different types of, y'all had the sand bells, and I think a lot of folks may not know what those are, but they have filled like round pouches of sand, and you can use those as weights. So you had those, which you can carry, but then you also had the actual sandbags that you use to hold water away from your house. Mm-hmm. And then I go onto the thing and I ask them, I was like, well, what was everybody else doing? Because, like, again, I started the race late. I might as well tell you, but I did not.
See, that's why I'm glad you said you started late, because you gave the illusion or the impression that you're in the back because of your physical ability, not that you started 45 minutes? What time frame?
But it was about 45 minutes late because I was so upset. Like, I got up, my alarms didn't go off, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, if I get there, I'm going to be late. Maybe I should do it. I was like, no, this is my favorite. I shouldn't say it out loud.
Say it.
No. This is why. Let me be nice because I know Marcel loves listening.
Go ahead.
This is one of my favorite races. I'm a recovering diplomat, right? One of my favorite races because of the different surprises that we encounter. Because there's no other race you could do that in. There's no other race.
Yeah.
So I asked the people, because again, it's only me one day at this point, right? I was like, well, did you just take one sandbag over your shoulder? And they were like, yeah, one person did that. Like, most people only took one. I said, I could take two.
Awesome.
Right? And so awesome. I was like, could I record this? Because it's like, I want to make sure that I shit,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And he was like, yeah. And he actually was positioning the thing while I was taking them. And I actually moved two sandbags along that length of the course. And I was like, this is incredible. Then we got to, this is, first of all, you start the race off by running around the track.
I mean, it's one lap.
At a stadium, right?
It's one lap.
No. I want people to know that it ain't just the surprises. You got to run first, lap. Right?
I mean, you got to do something just going to get legs moving.
You got to warm up. That's the warm up.
Oh, yeah. A little warm up.
Right? So you
feel
do
like
that.
Olympian,
Exactly. Then you go out onto where the parking lot area is, and you can choose, right? I choose to do everything because it's just terrible like that. You could do burpees. I did my burpees. I made frog burpees and all. I did my burpees and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Because when you complete one of these surprises, you get a colorful band. And Jay has on the bands today of whatnot. And, like, I will tell you, my
Tinks.
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 That's no. Baby sis I was so talking about.
Proper, she's proper, Tinks. You know, things.
Oh, it's Tinks. So you get Tinks. Tinks. We like Tinks.
On the road.
Hey, we like Tinks so much. You know, the ones we got last year? Mm-hmm. My baby sister politely took all of them off my wrist, and she took all of them. And I was like, but you ain't even doing it.
You gotta earn them, though. You know, you ain't gotta earn them.
You gotta earn it.
You know?
Anyway, so you had the bird do the sandbag challenge. Then you go out to the main road, and you know, I almost get catch to say that was it. That was that until we got back into the parking lot to do that run right there. Mm. No. That's where you got to the racket. That's where you got to the maze. And that's where it was one more thing. I was like, I can do this.
Yes, you can.
And when I was coming through the parking lot, and I made a post on my social media that there were folks that had finished before me, but there was a car of ladies that had just come from, I think, from the racket booth, and they were driving up, and they drove with me to make sure that I got to the stadium where everybody else was as a safety measure. So I felt very safe on it. I usually go running with my significant other because unfortunately, there are people on, even when you go out in public fitness groups, it could be indoor or outdoor that I've found recently, where people harass you. Men harass women. This is what happens, and I know personally about these things. And when I saw that, I was like, my goodness, not only do they cheer you on, but they make sure that you are protected and secured along the entire route. And I felt so safe in that moment. I didn't feel safe for long because when I got back onto the field, though, because there were balloons, I don't like popping balloons. You had to pop balloons. You had to pop balloons, right? That was one thing. But it was, hey, last year in place of the balloons, you had to go like army style and crawl under, so, you know, like this rope thing. I took a video of that. When I showed that to people, they was, I was like, yeah, y'all should do it next year. It was fun. Shout out to Chester Robar, Shikshani Challenge, because he was out there manning it. Last year, this year, I was hoping to see him be like, yes, boy, you see me here? Now we just got to get Dwight out onto one of these.
Please.
Straight,
like,
right?
I have a special gift for anyone who gets Dwight out.
No, but you know, like, we actually got Dwight out to two of them last year, you know. Mm-hmm. So I try to, I can't let this year go by when I don't get him. Dwight, I know you listening to me.
Yes.
You hear that? I get more and more people to bully you. We can do this.
Yeah, let's, we need to start like a GoFundMe or something. Get Dwight out.
No, you can't pay him or whatnot. Something. You can't pay him. But we had the, I don't know what you call that wall thing you climb over.
Yeah.
A-frame, and then after you were done with that, then you go inside. And then you had all of the distributors. So it was a pretty fun, it was a pretty awesome event. It really was.
Thank you.
Now, I've described at length what that felt like as a participant. But Jay, I wanted you to tell us, how does it feel to put together an event that is so unique, but also so impactful that you had several hundred persons participating in this, and they do it year after year. Like, how did you come up with it?
Well, first and foremost, God is good. You know, it's a tagline for the year, but it's also very much part of reality, because with so much other fun run walks out there, it's, you can choose or be overwhelmed that there's so much, and then you're competing with the dollars to do it. So we truly appreciate the support we get from the runners. And when we came up with 5K, the J-Way, and the reason we say the J-Way is because most 5Ks, you go up, you turn around, you get back. You may get a medal. You may get water on the route, you know. So when we thought about it, it was like, how can we make it interesting? How can we make it so that people of varying fitness levels can enjoy the route? And that's where we came up to break up the monotony of it. It's also, we have these surprises on the route. So we have some advanced runners who just normally go and come back. So even with them putting in some muscular endurance activities in it, it also challenged them, and then also challenged certain people at a certain fitness level to challenge themselves mentally.
Yes.
Because when you go through, it's like, I can't do this, but that's why you have people cheering you on. Because sometimes we need external motivation in addition to our internal motivation. So we like to cheer you on the road. So when you say no, it's like, no, you can do it. And then the environment of seeing other people do it who may look like you or may not look at you, be like, you know what? I can achieve this as well. And then the dopamine aspect of, I completed a task, here's a gift, a treat, a reward for completing the task. So that helps move you on to the next. So that's how we came up with it. And we realized just certain things that in place for the water station. Because when you're an advanced runner, oftentimes people get to the water spot when you pass it instead of being in place. So the organization and prep that goes into it, we really take pride into that. And that's part of the reason of delivering the bikes, is that one less thing to do in the evening. So you are more prepared to execute as a participant. And we're in a better position to execute any queries we have so we can start the race on time. We really believe in starting on time, on dot, on the second. So when we put those things in place, we just think being timely, being creative, just having the organization and having the right participants helps make this event one of the, I would say, premier fitness events of the year.
I would totally agree with you. Well, yes, I'm showing my bias.
You want me to record this and get this on video? You know, and then also because when you do these things, the reality is you have to give back. And we've been giving back since, I think, year two. And having a conversation with one of the sponsors this year, They was like, they wanted to be a part when we donate the tents. I was like, no problem. When we were doing it, I was like, no, mom, just normally take a picture if you want an XYZ. I was like, it's no big deal, right? And they made an important point because I was like, I didn't want to be that guy. Hey, look at me, me doing something.
Right.
But they said, the reality of the situation is, if you don't document or show people you're giving back, they won't be able to support the causes you are supporting.
Yes.
So you're sort of robbing these charities of being able to get additional support by showcasing the people you are supporting.
Now, you're talking about the tennis thing, but we got to tell people, what is the tennis thing?
Oh, the tennis thing. Well, from we started, we realized, because coming from the runners community, oftentimes we change tennis long before they are completely done. It's like the new tennis. Okay, you got a couple thousand, 100 miles. We're going to change it. It's 2 months. We're changing it out. So we realized many people didn't have access to tennis shoes. So initially, we were to get shoes donated, wash them up, and then donate them to different charities. And what happened this year, you know, there's always an opportunity to every challenge. This year, I didn't really push it as we should have, because we were under the assumption, you know, everyone remembers, this is what we do,
bring your
tennis, X, Y, Z. And we didn't really get a good support from that. So that provided us with opportunity just to buy brand new tennis this year.
Okay.
So we were able to buy brand new tennis shoes and donate them to the Nazareth Center.
Nice.
So that us falling down on our job provided us with opportunity to be more of a blessing to others. So that was cool.
And like one of your sponsors says, highlighting these needs and these initiatives ahead of time, during the time, also will help in letting others know how they can assist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great for next year. Now, the thing is, you donate the tennis, but you also have part proceeds going to a few places.
Yes.
And I want us to talk a little bit more about, I saw two, I don't know if there may be more, but I saw two. One was Jeannie Dean, and then the other one was Reach. So if we can take a walk through, as to why you chose those two entities, and then what does that look like? But I think we may have to take a break right now. Let me double check with that, and then we can talk more about those two entities after we come from the break.
No problem.
Cool beans. Right. Y'all stay tuned here for the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
That too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you. At RF, we find the best behemoth and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola is giving away up to $25,000 of hot cash this summer. To enter, upgrade any premium combo from 1 through 12 to a medium or a large for your chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Don't miss your chance to win big this summer. Visit your neighborhood Wendy's, upgrade your favorite lunch combo, and win hot cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General made simple.
And we're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright, and our guest today is Donovan J. Roll Sr.
Yo!
Who's been telling us about his recent event, the 5K The J-Way, which is one of the premier 5K events on the island that is filled with surprises.
Surprises, yes.
And so we were hearing not only about what happens on the course, but what happens off the course when it comes to the impact that Jay has had by himself, but also with his partners, his sponsors, and those who participate in the event. Yes. And so we want to learn more about the two entities that he does support through this event. We've heard about these two before. We've had them and their advocates on the show. That's Reach Bahamas and Jeannie Dean Cancer Support Caring Group, I think. It's a very long name, that one. But that's actually...
That one, yeah.
It's one of our good friends, because Ducasa Dean runs that, and we all know that she's one of the co-hosts for Morning Blend. And so anybody who supports her, we love to. So about... Why did you choose those two groups, and what does that support look like?
So in addition, let me just give a shout out to Kay's Heart for Kids.
Oh, yeah. We just had Kasha Kationis on the show last
week. Yes, and then MD Cares Foundation. I had the foundation to Melissa. So I think the common thread, and it's important, these organizations have to do with me. Also, you clearly have to give back, but knowing that the individuals who are at the head of it, I know them as high character individuals. Mm-hmm. So those things are important. Mm-hmm. And the causes are important, because when we think about autism, I don't have the numbers right now, but I think the numbers are high. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I should have Googled it before I say it.
No, that's fine.
How everyone is, most people are affected by it, and then cancer's affecting everyone. And then growing up, I always believe, I don't want to get political, but I remember Algernon Allen used to say, and it stuck with me some reason when I was young. It's about the little darlings. And he used to say that so much. It just always stuck
with
me.
Our little darlings.
Yeah.
Also, that's where it originates from.
In my head, you know. Okay. It's amazing, the stuff. And you know, so I'm big on supporting those kind of things, initiatives, youth. And I can sidetrack a little bit, but if the full capital support, I'll really be doing things to get rid of childhood obesity. Because when I think about it, like, our adults, we have choices in our food choices and how we exercise and not, but oftentimes the kids, they eat what we give to them.
Yes.
And they exercise or not, if they see us do it or not. So I think if anyone's listening and really wants to partner with that, that's the direction I would like to head in.
And if they do want to partner, how do they get in contact with you?
You can reach out 359-1156, email at jayfitness242@gmail.com. That's jayfitness242@gmail.com. The website, jayfitness242, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, jayfitness242. And like I always tell people, I might not pick up the phone, But if you leave a message, I'll definitely get back to you.
Excellent, excellent.
But so, I mean, we know about these organizations. Cancer is affecting so much individuals. So just want to give some small part in this, because you can't do things, because we are a community.
Yes.
So when you do something and you're blessed enough to have the support that we have from our sponsors and race participants, you have to be able to be giving something back to the community. And these organizations are organizations that we believe are having an impact on the community, and we believe we'll be able to assist them in a small way to along their journey and making the community better for those that are affected by it.
Now, the thing is you keep saying a small way, but another unique aspect of your race is that you give back.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them that do have races, and again, as somebody who participates in mostly all of them, this is something that we don't necessarily see very frequently. And usually if it happens, it's only one cause, whereas you are contributing to four.
Yeah.
So you are maximizing your impact nonetheless, and we salute you for that.
Thank you.
No, that's incredible.
Appreciate it. No, 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 it's funny. Like, no, it's not about, it's like, you know, because you have to, I mean, because even the executive team, we are community-minded.
Right.
We are. Currently, executive team members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we are community service organization.
Yes.
So even coming from that background and just giving back in our individual personalities, we believe that you have to do things beyond yourself. So if this could help us in helping other causes, we'll definitely do it.
Oh, and that's amazing. And personally, I want to extend an invitation should this show still be on air, and I'm pretty sure it would be, God's willing, before we have the next one, just to come back so we can tell folks how they can contribute to making the next event even bigger and better and maximizing that positive impact on the community. If you're saying a small way, but I saw, ladies and gentlemen, please check out his pages. He literally donated fresh food, grocery items to the cancer caring group, the Jeannie Dean cancer caring group. And they were able to like make fresh food, salads and things like that. I mean, we talk about obesity, but we also don't talk about how we need nutrients from fresh food, whole foods, when our bodies are battling.
Yes.
Like, imagine not having to think about where that meal is going to come from after you finish chemotherapy. Like, that, again, it may seem small, but that right there, that mattered so much to somebody, if only for one day. And that's the type of thing we love to see in the community, and that's what we try to highlight here on the Happy Hour. And you're doing it.
Thank you.
And the fact that you can invite others to join you in supporting, that's incredible. I know that we have talked about REACH, we've talked about Jeannie Dean, we've talked about MD's Foundation, we've talked about Case Heart for Kids. Outside of the race, though, who is Jay? What are you doing? And then also, you got to tell me, who junk of the music used to be playing for that program? Which one of them it is?
Well, I have to give a shout out to the Genesis Warhawks, since we're going there.
No, say it again. I got to make sure I get that.
Got to give a shout out to Genesis Warhawks, you know? but the reality is it's actually my music. You know Shadi.
Mm-hmm.
He actually created the original Junkanoo music.
Okay.
That we use. So.
Okay, so I can't get you in trouble with not saying which valley it is.
No, I mean valley. What it is?
Oh! Shots fired!
I mean, only one Junkanoo group. Genesis Walks. I mean, you know, Junkanoo is subjective. So sometimes, you know, you might win, but you might get fought because you knew you have to pay your dues. But you know, it is neither here nor there.
Y'all hear this? Some may say
that, but you know, I'm just saying, we want bigger things to come this year. So be prepared to get blown away. The Warhawks are on the warpath.
Okay,
yes.
Y'all hear that. Y'all get ready for Bay, yeah?
Get ready for Bay.
I wait for them tickets to drop. I just wait.
We need to get you on Bay. What you want my tickets for?
Listen, I've been trying to see if I should go, but it's like, which group I should go with and whatnot. And somebody tell me, say, they used to be fighting and thing. I was like, you know, I know if I about that life.
No, man, I ain't gonna fight, man. Come on. Here's the thing. I mean, you really should experience it. And I think, like anything in life, when you experience, you have a better appreciation of it.
No, listen, I totally agree with you. I've been going to Junkanoo since high school, like on Shirley Street with no ticket from when it first started, waiting for them long yaps
yes.
right there before it come. Ain't no how you getting home or nothing like that. Me and Jungkook have been at this for a while. No, somebody was trying to get me in the scrap group, you know, but I was like,
no, you go through the pressure, burning your fingers and stuff, man. You got to experience that. Because there was a point in time I didn't fully understand. I was like, oh, only a little bit of breeze. They should rush with them making noise, but a little bit of water. Just think, but when you put it all away, you're like, no, sir.
Not in that costume. Nobody, you know how much that costs?
I might as well tell you, you can't even disclose that.
I was actually having this conversation with one of my foreign colleagues, right? And they were talking about, like, the prize money. I was like, that prize money ain't nothing to talk about. It's bragging rights, buddy. Right. It's bragging rights. That's all this is. Hey, one costume is what that prize money could cover.
Easily.
But I want you to tell us a little bit more about the Jungkook program itself, because, again, a lot of folks don't really appreciate or know. Do you know how much energy it takes to actually be in Jungkook place of all? But when you turn that into a fitness program, like, what does that look like? You teaching people how to rush? What you doing?
No, man, we might do a routine or two whilst we're doing it. But, like, for example, it's fun. Even when we're doing it, and sometimes people are not as coordinated as others, you have to remind them that your body doesn't know what you're doing. It just knows that it's moving.
Right.
And you're burning calories through movement.
Right.
And what's better way for you to keep moving than the sweet sound of a Jungkook drum?
Yes.
You know, the horns playing. So it hits your soul. So we do that through the Jungkook aerobics. Or we just do things. We do circuit training. We do personal training. So you name it, we make it happen. If you're not available for in-person, then we have the app. We could send the worker through the app. You know, launch through the app. So we come in from the full gamut. Like you said in the bio, being certified in behavioral change coach, because I'm a firm believer that the body would not achieve what the mind doesn't believe.
Exactly.
And oftentimes our mind is what is holding up. I can't do this. I never could have do this. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't walk it one time.
And yet you did it.
And yet you do it. So it's all about adjusting your mindset to let you know that it's possible. And being patient and empathetic with yourself, just not trying to get it all back in one day because it didn't happen in one day.
No, that part right there is important. So, I think you need to marinate on that for a bit, especially for the listening audience, because I don't think we give ourselves grace enough when we're on this fitness journey, because we could see folks who are in their prime but don't know what it took for them to get there or what the consistency required is to stay there, but also knowing that that journey also started with the first step.
With the first step. Yeah, I mean, and the reality is you have to be consistent to stay there. You don't arrive like, oh, I've made it, and that's it. No, it's no. You know, like, no. So, like, even I have to work at it, yes. And every day I don't feel like it. Some days better than others. And they can't see, but I'm just doing the up and down. It's an up and down battle. Some days you're on it. Some months you're on it. Some months you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand the balance of it and then push through, even on the days that you don't want to go. Because a little workout better than no workout.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if you build the habit of, I committed that I'm going 4 days a week, 5 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever contract you sign with yourself, don't negotiate with that.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of how you're feeling, if you're just saying, you know what, I'm going to the gym X amount of days, if you just go there and sit down and go on your phone, just being in that environment and not in the other environment. If you're going to walk, go by the park, get out. So just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Same way you show up for your job, same way we show up for our spouses and our kids, it's time that we realize that we have to show up for ourselves that way. And once we start doing that, people will then understand and move out of our way when they realize we're showing up for ourselves.
Indeed.
So that's the important part of it for me.
A friend of mine, Dr. Kitty Bonney, she's been on the show before as well. She's a physiotherapist, amongst other things, right? She's currently sharing her adventures this week, and she's using movement, being in nature, as a way to ground herself mentally and physically. And I think, like, what you are offering with Jungkook aerobics and personal and virtual, you're meeting people where they are. Whether that is outside on the park, whether that is inside, or something that they can do in the gym, wherever you are meeting them where they may be. You can do this.
And it's important to meet people where they are too, because the reality is, while you need to start, where you need to stay consistent, we operate better in certain environments.
Yes.
I like to clown when I say, you know, let's knock it out in the morning. But I'm not a morning person. It's like, yeah, but you just get up for the morning flight. But that's neither here nor there. You know, so if we could find the medium where you can operate best and be more consistent with yourself, then that's what we like to do. And so it also goes back to when we talk about having an accountability partner, whether that's someone you decide or whether that's one of us as a personal trainer. You have to find someone who's going to help you with your goals, not just your buddy, because your friend may be your friend when it's time to go ride on someone.
Right,
but
right.
might not be the best friend when it's time to be on your fitness journey. So you have to find those individuals who are moving in that direction. And then once you solidified your position, then you can help to bring them along.
I think on that point right there, I need to say a good morning and special thank you to my accountability partners. That is Shagira, Vernon, and Rochelle, as well as Siobhan. When I first started, these were the people who I said, look, I need to do better. This is what I know I'm capable of, but this is where I need to be. And they held me accountable. I sent, and to this day, I still take a selfie, a full selfie, in the mirror at the gym when I go, just so that they, all the folks who are on my journey with me, see what I'm doing. But it started with me sending it to them. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't receive that,
correct.
I was getting a knock. I was getting a call. I was getting a text message. Deandra, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I know you're working hard, Deandra, but you need to go and do keep your goal to yourself. You need to be consistent to yourself. You have to be you're disciplined and everything else, but you need to put yourself first. Go even if it's only 15 minutes. And some days, like you said, you don't feel like doing it. But when you have people who support you and who hold you accountable, you are able to stay on track. And so now I've gotten to the point where I could go and work out because I want to.
Right. I actually enjoy it.
That part. And then you keep growing. And I must also say shout out to the Breakfast Club, my people in the East at MacFit. Mm-hmm. Because them, oh gosh, if I miss, I could miss 1 week. Mm-hmm. If I miss 2 weeks, that's a problem.
What's going on? And I'm glad you used the word discipline because I like to say discipline is a transferable skill. Mm-hmm. When you can show discipline in this area of your life, that means you know how to stay on task.
Yes.
So commit and turn that towards you, because without health, we have nothing. Mm-hmm. It's once again, cliche, but without health, you cannot maintain anything. Mm-hmm. So all the money you work for, the job, all the things you did in relationship, all the, when your health is down, like all those things fall by the wayside and you cannot enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Definitely not. So
let's do a better job of taking care of ourselves, because take care of yourself in your 20s, your 30s going to benefit for it. 30s, your 40s, do things, and also tailor our wellness journey for the period of time that we're in.
Yes.
Sometimes I understand the vanity part of it.
Yes.
I get it. But if you work on making sure your numbers are right, the vanity, the looks will come. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if your heart right, the blood pressure right, the looks are going to come. And then as we age, we have to make sure, you know what? I don't want to be a burden to my family. I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to play with my grandkids. And what does those type of movements look like?
Listen, there are literal TikTok series that you can watch that show you, like, what does a deadlift help you prepare for? What does an RDL help you prepare for? What do tricep extensions help prepare you for? Like, these are literally linked to the movements that we do on a daily basis.
Right. So even like now, I practice getting out of a chair without using my hands, mm-hmm. just so I could stay engaged for as I get older. Because these things, I plan to live for a very long time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm doing this so I could live, you know?
Exactly.
So we have to be mindful of our movements and be mindful clearly what we eat, and also finding the balance, however that may be, in terms of your wellness journeys, whether it's community wellness, social wellness, spiritual wellness, and mental wellness. So it's just... So you really want to be well-rounded overall.
But I also wanted to add to that is too, while we're on that journey, we don't know who we are inspiring, who is watching us, who is thinking that, hey, if Deandra can do it, so can I. Deandra started by doing this because she told me she started up walking at 0.5 miles on the treadmill. If she could do it, so can I. I had one of my elder church members talk to me last Sunday, and she's like, Deandra, you know, all of the strength training you'd be doing is preparing for when you get my age. And I only wish I was doing that when I was your age, because then I would have been able to move around so much more easily. And I want you to stay encouraged. And I was like, boy, how you know I needed that encouragement to go to the gym first thing in the morning.
And that's the thing. So it's twofold, like touching two quick things. Studies are now coming out showing the importance of resistance training, how it helps the aging process. Mm-hmm. Because... before time, it's just like, worry about your heart, I'll do your cardiovascular. But even with resistance training, especially if you do circlet, you can tackle the muscle endurance, the muscular strength, and the cardiovascular all in one. So it's important because when you're stronger, you have more balance, it helps eliminate falls, or even you can embrace yourself when you do fall. So you also say sharing your story, and sharing your story is important because someone else is going through that. Mm-hmm. So even when I had my first injury, I was down for about a couple of weeks, so I started writing a book. Because I say someone else is going to go through this, and it's time to share your story. So sometimes I jumped into, hey, look at me, I'm in the gym. Look, you know, and you're
right,
not.
Right, right,
so you don't, but it's important to share the real journey, not the artificial, what you think people want to see. Because if we know where DeAndrea started off from to where she is now, then when you say, man, you don't understand.
Oh,
you
baby,
don't want, you're right. No, but see, someone would be like, you've been doing this so long. Yeah, but I was at a point where I could not do this. So, but it's only through consistency, discipline, and me finding my team, my camp, my support group, mm-hmm. that I was able to overcome.
Exactly. And then sharing mm-hmm. that with others. I just put up a video, I think that was a couple of weeks ago, of when I was struggling with a 10-pound kettlebell.
Mm-hmm.
Now I push in 60 to 75, give me the time of day.
Right, right.
But that, like, that's light work for me. But I started, and I was struggling with 10 pounds.
Because you began with the end in mind. See, the 10-pound could have discouraged individuals, especially when you're seeing other individuals doing more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we size people up. It's like, this one has my body type. Mm-hmm. So how is she doing that and I'm not doing that? Or he has, and then we get discouraged and leave and forgetting that it is really a marathon and not a sprint. And if you really set your goals along the way, so when you hit them, you'll feel encouraged and understanding the long-term goal is there, but I'm encouraging myself and rewarding myself on the way to that. So I'll have, like you said, more grace with myself.
Exactly.
And celebrate the small wins and continue on the journey and don't be discouraged because I'm not where someone else is.
Now you see exactly why I admire you. You're talking about the holistic journey, Jay. The holistic journey.
Yeah,
I love
to,
that.
You have to. And one thing, because we talk about food a little briefly, remember, food is fuel.
Right.
Food is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to eat. So
now you got to make sure I say eat right.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if we have enough time to get into what eating right is.
We got 3 minutes.
But carbs are not your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Your carbohydrates are your energy source. So excess carbs return to sugar, but then turns into fat. So carbs are not energy. Clearly, complex carbs are better than simplex carbs because of the spike in insulin levels. But and I have to talk about this. Most people speak about intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm.
right? But they're only eating once a day. So that's intermittent starving.
Mm-hmm.
That's not intermittent fasting. So whether your window is 16 and 6, that's right, 16 and 80, whatever the mm-hmm. right numbers.
Right.
Whatever it is, you're supposed to be getting all your nutrients in that window. So it's impossible to get all your nutrients, your fats, your carbohydrates, your proteins, your mm-hmm. greens, your roughage, all in one meal. To put all of that in a meal, your body cannot absorb what is being fed to you. So your window is where you should be getting all your nutrients. So eating once is not really, you're going to lose weight because it's a caloric deficit, but you're not going to be operating at optimum level because you're not fueling your body to carry out its daily function. So be mindful of confusing eating once a day with intermittent fasting.
My Lord, that's food. Hey, food for thought.
Food for thought. Good stuff.
Jay, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to have you back before the next race because I think talking about the complex bridge mm-hmm. between fitness and food, we need to explore that more, but in the Bahamian context, like, what does that look like mm-hmm. and how could we actually make that happen? So we're going to have you back on to talk about that because, you know, we didn't have enough time today, but time flies when you're having fun.
Yes,
and we
looking
surely had
to,
fun
yes,
today
yes,
and
yes.
Before we end the show, just tell us again, how can folks get in contact with you to hear more of your wisdom, your expertise, but also to help you with some of the initiatives that you do?
Oh, reach out to me at 359-1156. Email me at jayfitness242@gmail.com. That's jayfitness242. Social media platforms, jayfitness242. Sometimes I'm getting better at the social media stuff, but all of that's like, it's so
You're getting there.
So I'm getting there. So reach out and let's make some things happen. The next thing we're planning in the infant phase, I was listening to Morning Blend with Dwight and Duquesa, and men were calling and saying, there's nothing for men. There's nothing. So we're going to plan something for you, because some people are of the belief that even if you build it, men won't come.
Right.
So we're going to put it out to the challenge and build something particularly for men in the upcoming months, and we're going to prove them wrong.
We love that. We love that. And, of course, you got to come back on the show, yeah, so we can be able to talk about that.
Guaranteed.
We like that. Guaranteed. Love that.
Guaranteed.
Thank you again, Donovan J. Rule Sr. of J Fitness 242, for coming on to tell us all about the 5K J Way, as well as how can we all give ourselves grace on this fitness journey. Yeah, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I am Deandra, wishing you a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you more on Monday at the Morning Blend with Dwight John. But y'all stay tuned for Tell It to Stanya. Stanya Davis is coming on shortly. Don't leave us.
Found myself in the city near Piccadilly.